I got in and said, "Joe, I'll go back to the store with your father. And you drive around the block. And I'll be out the front." I drove around. He said, "Drive around again." I think I drove around the block four times before he got in with me. But he got in. We drove north on Main Street to Adams Avenue here. Drove out west. There used to be a racetrack out here.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Let's go out to the racetrack." Round, round, round. I said, "Is there somewhere else you'd like to drive?" He said, "Yes, but this is the safest place. We just drive around here." I went around that thing 20 times. And so he said, "Well, I've got to get back to the hospital." I said, "Well, you want me to take you by?" "No," he said, "my horse and buggy's down there, tied in front of your father's store." So I drove him back down there. Every time he'd have an hour or two to get off, he'd come down and want me to take him for a ride.
Golly! That's something. I bet you loved doing that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was fun. Let's see.
I did it grown.
Yeah, when that happened?
About 1901 or 2, somewhere along there.
Let's see. Back to the house. What do you call those little things along the edge of the roof that take the rain off?
Gutter.
Okay. And if you have a house that runs this way and then runs this way in kind of an L shape, you know.
L shape?
Yeah. And both of them have a peaked roof. What do you call that low place in the middle where the roofs meet?
Cone.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a little building out back where you keep your gardening tools and stuff like that?
Tool house.
Okay.
I didn't know I was getting back into track class going to school again.
Yeah, right. What did you call an outdoor toilet?
Privy.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything else? Huh? Did you ever call it anything else?
Did what?
Did you ever call it anything else?
Outhouse.
Okay. Anything else?
Privy, outhouse, and toilet. I guess that covers it.
Okay. All right. That's going to run off there in just a minute. What all kinds of buildings did they used to have on a farm?
Log house, mm-hmm. Log.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? What other buildings would they have out there?
Yeah. I remember my grandmother on another side had a log house. This room here, this was just open,
mm-hmm.
Both sides, and the room over here, and kitchen and dining room,
mm-hmm.
Bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this was open without.
This is open right here?
Yeah,
this part?
Both sides.
Uh-huh. What did you call that little area right there?
I don't know. Hallway, I reckon.
I guess, yeah. And which one was the kitchen?
There was one or two bedrooms over here. And I remember the kitchen and dining room was on this side.
Could you write that on there so I could remember which one was the kitchen and dining room were over here?
They might have eaten in the kitchen. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't a very big boy. In
yeah,
time.
Yeah. You probably didn't care whether they ate in the kitchen or where. What kind of a house did you call that?
Well, this was a log house.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call it, log house.
Uh-huh. Who built it, do you know?
No. Way back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd give anything if I had those papers back.
Yeah.
Their family come from Alabama and or some state over there.
Yeah.
And they had the ford the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
And there were